the granddaughter of the Nakba. She has been coming to these rallies since she was only a child, and now she's a young adult. Please welcome Tala.
سلام لأرض خلقت للسلام وما رأت يوما سلاما. Peace be upon a land that was created for peace but has never seen a peaceful day. A few weeks ago, Israel's missions minister said, the Palestinian people do not exist. There is no such thing. There is no Palestinian people.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Tala Salam. I'm a 15-year-old Palestinian from the village of At-Tira in Al-Lid, Palestine, and I stand here in front of you as a byproduct of the 48 Nakba. I'm the daughter of Palestinian refugees, granddaughter of Nakba survivors, and niece to prisoners and resistance fighters. You've all heard it before, but I will say it again and again. They said that the old will die and the young will forget, but I am the young and I have not forgotten. The thawb I wear today is the thawb of my grandmother, who was expelled from her village at the age of 5 years old during the Nakba and forced to seek refuge in the Balata refugee camp in Nablus. At only 5 years old, she was ridded of her education, her safety, and her home, and forced to live in exile in a place she did not call home. Yay! And so today I wear her thawb as a reminder to all who try to erase us that they have failed, that our voices are now louder than they were and will for always be going stronger and stronger as the days go. Israel continues to deny Palestinians their existence because they fear our existence, because they fear our return, because as long as there is one Palestinian with air in their lungs, there will always be a form of resistance. For the past 6 months, our message has been clear. For the past 6 months, those cowards disguised as our political leaders have done nothing but give us their hypocritical statements and feeble concerns about what's happening in Gaza. Yeah. Wishing us a Ramadan Kareem and a Eid Mubarak while they starve our brothers and sisters in Palestine. I don't feel safe as a child living under this government because I know I am no different from that Palestinian child stuck beneath the rubble or the child being starved to death. We know the stories of the Hins and Rims and Sidras of Gaza, and I know this government will support Israel doing the exact same thing to me. A few days ago, this government broke their silence about Israel's recent attack. But only when an image of an Australian passport of an aid worker of the World Central Kitchen amongst other European passports began to circulate on the internet. Albanese then asked for his full accountability, yet him and Penny Wong both conveniently failed to mention Israel as the perpetrator of the genocide in Gaza while they talk about Palestinian suffering and starvation. They still fund the weapons that killed them and have the cowardice to not say anything nor condemn no one. To them and many of these governments, the value of your life and whether your life is worth saving is determined by the passport that you carry. So as an Australian passport holder, my life is worth defending in the eyes of the West, but as a Palestinian, my life is not. And through this, the Palestinians are being told to resist, and they're being told how they should respond. So I want to ask, how would you respond to carrying your child's dead body in a plastic bag? How would you respond to seeing your childhood home decimated to rubble? How would you respond to the cost of flour coming in the currency of your bloodshed? How would you respond to a soldier shooting at your pregnant mother in her womb in front of you at the age of 5 years old? What would your response be if not to resist? Whether it's 75 years or hundreds, the Palestinian people will continue to resist. We will continue to resist until we return. Till we return to Al-Lib, till we return to Al-Quds, till we return to Dhul Karim and Jenin, till we return to Akka, Haifa and Bisan, till we return from the river to the sea. Salaamu Alaikum.